is asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Remember whether I had something else in that intro. I haven't played it for a long time, so now it's
like... It has been like a month and a half.
Monday Morning Madness is back on the air. It's a lovely, lovely day outside, like 30-something, but it feels warm. It felt like springy a little bit, you know?
Well, it's been springy this weekend, which is pretty nice. I'm into that, so...
Yeah, and it's gonna snow later today. Are you aware of that?
No.
Yeah, it's gonna snow.
No.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about. It's been an exciting winter break for us. A lot happened, and there's a lot of things to discuss. We have to talk about the Grammys that happened last night. We have to talk about, there was really no new music released over break, which was fine.
Didn't Drake release new songs?
He did release those new songs,
and
that's true.
And I listened to one of them last night, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, he released music. It's like fine. It's whatever. But Catherine.
Yes, Adam.
You turned 22. How's that feeling?
Oh, I did. It feels anticlimactic and paralyzing.
It's an interesting age, 22. I wouldn't know. But now that you've been 22 for about a week. Anything you want to, any reviews? How is it as an age?
Well, I've been telling everyone this. It's like you finally really have an adult age. And when you say 22, people expect you to have things together. And you're like,
yep.
I can't function as a human. And I told my grandma I was turning 22 this year. And she's like, oh, yeah, when I was 22, I had your mom. And I was like,
oh my God. Well, folks. Existential crisis aside, Monday Morning Madness, we'll be back as always. I'm always Adam. That's always Kat. We're going to do what we always do every week. Play a little good music for you. We're just talking about Fleetwood Mac. This is Supertramp, not Fleetwood Mac, but you know.
We'll play some Fleetwood Mac.
WMFO in Medford. Let's get started on this freaking week.
You're right to say. about you, well, right. You got a bloody right to say, right. You bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
Now they call it depression. Everywhere I go, yes, I get to feel so low if I got depression. The wife don't want no part of me. And yes, that fact is hard on me. That's true. Description, and he just writes a prescription or two. Ooh, 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 ooh. Peace and quiet were here before, but they both walked out the door and left me with depression. Days I sleep till noon if I got depression. Most folks think I'm fine, but the truth is I'm subprime. I've got depression. To all those girls I've loved before, I'm sorry I love this one more. That's true. Myself down, that's called progression.
Childish Gambino there, of course, with Redbone, which I didn't realize had as many bad words as it does before I pressed play.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you kind of just, like, don't hear the bad words. It just happens.
Yeah, but, you know, we managed it. We fixed the problems. Yeah. So we're,
when
we're
Kirk
all good.
Realized and he was like, what are we going to do? And then he decided he was going to manually censor it. I was like, no!
Well, in 2015, when I was learning how to be a radio DJ, they said, the DJs who were training me said, if this ever happens, just turn the sound on and off anytime there's a curse word. And the FCC hasn't raided the studio yet. So okay. I think we're good.
Amazing.
I think we're good. What's his name? Ajit Pal hasn't come in and shut us down.
Ajit
our friend.
Pai.
Ajit Pai. Yeah. His last name. Our friend in the FCC. Anyway, played Redbone by Childish Gambino because I wanted to talk about the Grammys,
yes.
Which we all know happened last night. All of us college students with cable packages watched it.
Yeah, definitely. Live. Saw live all of the commercials, too.
On TVs that we paid for, yes. With cable packages.
Yeah.
On our home phones. But I am reading right now the reviews, and I was watching the awards come in last night as they all got decided. And I mean, I think that our general consensus as a generation is that the Grammys are crap. There's nothing like...
They're pretty irrelevant at this point in time.
And
like, for some people, I get it. And I think it is a stepstone for an artist to be like, I've been Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the results of the awards don't mean anything. It's more the nomination that means something than, like, actually winning.
That's, you know... Could not be more true, Kat, because some of these winners are insane. I'm just reading the LA Times list. Album of the Year. Nominees. Awaken My Love, which Redbone is on.
Yeah.
Great album. Really weird, but great. 444. Great album. I don't know if you listen to it.
I'm not a Jay-Z
It's impossible to find because it's all only on Tidal. Damn. Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Melodrama. Lord.
Yes.
Great album. 24 Karat Magic. Bruno Mars.
Great album.
24 Karat Magic is the winner.
Yeah.
It won the Grammy. And like, you know, that album was good. And I like Bruno Mars as much as the next guy, but it was not.
And I mean, you think like the big hit off of that album was 24 Karat Magic. And like how much influence did him having like a top single that was also nominated, like play into the factor of like him winning the overall album when you can make the argument that like other artists might have a more cohesive artistic like vision of their album.
I don't know. I mean, and then Song of the Year. I learned the difference yesterday between Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Did you know what that the difference is? Record of the Year is about the entire ensemble, like the everything put together.
Okay.
Song of the Year is just what was the biggest, what was the catchiest, best song that was released. So Song of the Year, Record of the Year, then I think for me is a little bit more important and has better nominations. Song of the Year, there's Despacito, which if I were gonna attach any song to 2017 to my memory, it would have to be that because it was everywhere for like 3 months.
And I think it's super duper cool for like reggaeton to get like that type of like nod of acknowledging a large portion of the world's population being like, okay, we get this is your music.
Yeah.
And like,
but it didn't win. Just nominated. 444 by Sean Carter. You mean Jay-Z? Issues by Benny Blanco, Julia Michaels. Who's that?
I don't know
any of these people. Oh, the Logic Suicide Hotline song, which, call me mean guy, I don't think is a good song.
I have never listened to it.
I don't think it's very good. I mean, like, I'm all for a good message, but, like, not a good song. It's just boring.
Yeah, my thing is I appreciate Logic, and, like, I wouldn't call myself a big fan, but there's a couple songs that he has that I like. But, yeah, I have never listened to that song.
Sometimes it's on the radio, and I go, is this that song? And then the winner was That's What I Like. Catchy song, but not Despacito.
But also, think of the parents.
I guess that's true. Parents don't want, you know. But That's What I Like is just as sexual as Despacito.
Well, but also, what I meant is, like, I can see my mom listening to That's What I Like on the radio and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Not because Despacito is too inaccessible for people because they speak Spanish.
Night in English.
Yeah.
Record of the Year, kind of similar. Redbone. I don't know. I might have given it to Redbone. Despacito, The Story of OJ, Humble, and 24 Karat Magic. Winner was 24 Karat Magic.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. Humble is just such an incredibly well done song.
But also, like, this is what I think about Kendrick Lamar, is like his artistic integrity of like creating like this cohesive, interesting, multiple song set.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's so unique that he really has that talent to do that. But individual songs are like good on their own.
Yeah.
And so it's like really frustrating.
Yeah. Damn one best rap album.
Duh.
Naturally. I don't know. Let me see what the other categories were. Rap album. 444, Damn, Culture, Lila's Wisdom, or Flower Boy. Flower Boy could have been fun if that won.
I loved Flower Boy.
Good album.
Loved. See, and that's my thing is like, I think Flower Boy would have been a really great like rap winner.
Yeah.
And I think Kendrick deserved the nod of like not being limited to the rap genre.
Right.
Of like being acknowledged in a greater, because Flower Boy, like, I was not really a Loiter Squad fan, but I love Tyler, the Creator, and I think he's so talented, and he, like, did everything on that album, and I thought it turned out amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, listeners, I hope you're read
SZA
up.
And then SZA didn't win anything.
Yeah, yeah. Best New Artist. Nominees were Alessia Cara, Khalid, Lil Uzi Vert, Julia Michaels, and SZA. And Alessia Cara won, and it was like, who is that?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Like, yeah. I don't...
And I would like to say we're pretty well-versed in
music. Yeah, I think
music.
That, I think more or less between the two of us, we cover a lot of ground, but I don't know who this person is. I'm like, SZA is so good.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Speaking of which, we're going to play a SZA song.
We are. We are going to play The Weeknd. Oh, it's... You told me to look up The Weeknd, and I thought it was like SZA and The Weeknd did this song.
Oh my God.
No, like The Weeknd from Control.
Yeah.
A remix with Calvin Harris on it.
Yeah, because I like that funk.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time only on Monday Morning Madness. Let's take a listen, folks.
How you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? The feeling is reckless of knowing it's selfish. Knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last. Hanging out the back, all of me go last. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you here by 10:30, no later than. Drop them drugs, give me what I want. My man is your man, hurt is her man too. My man is your man, hurt that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied. Take Wednesday, Thursday, and just send him my way. Cool.
So this just in from the weather chopper. It's going to snow. So I was just looking at the weather just for fun. We're also talking about Tyler, the Creator's Grammy outfits during the break. Lots of weird things happen when the music is playing around here.
Oh, I love it.
But it's supposed to snow 1 to 3 inches tonight and then 1 to 3 inches again by 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have no... I love this song, but I don't need more Fleet Foxes.
We were saying let's start a campus-wide chant of no snow.
No snow.
No
or
school.
No school. More. No snow. More school. Yeah. I'm very excited. I hope it happens. It's 7:34 in the morning. We got to play a PSA, and to our dismay, none of the PSAs were renewed over break. Like, but nothing is fresh. It's all the same old crap. Cold dog, don't leave your pets outside. That's a classic. We could do like, there's one that's called mediagirls.org.
And I think that sounds
Seems interesting. I don't know what that could possibly be advertising, but that could be fun. What
Is
was the other one?
Girls with a Z?
No. Oh, no.
That would have been better, but okay.
It just says mediagirls.org PSA. I think we gotta. I think we've talked it up enough at this point. We gotta see what the deal is. Let's take a listen.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to mediagirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
Follow them on Instagram. That's good.
Yeah.
That was an interesting ad.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with their approach, but
I don't dispute what their information
That's
there.
That's so weird. I wish that like these PSAs would tell us like, is this one going to be depressing?
Yes.
Is this one going to be funny? Like other than some vague weird title.
Hey, it's kind of like Russian roulette.
Yeah, it really is. You know, once every 6 weeks, you just accidentally shoot your show in the head.
Yeah.
Just how it goes. We've got a little Modest Mouse recommended by Kat.
Oh, I love them so much.
Yeah, so, and this is, I was given the option to queue up either a weird niche Modest Mouse song or a more accessible Modest Mouse song. I chose the latter for the sake of our listeners. So,
but hey, you guys should all listen to the weird niche stuff.
There's your homework. Go listen to some niche weird Modern Mouse. But for now, here's Paper Thin Walls.
Oh, Lord, don't shake me down. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Yeah, we're having a SZA day here on Monday Morning Madness. That was Consideration from Anti.
Great album.
Technically by Rihanna, but really Lovely SZA part on that piece, which I didn't even realize until I heard it over winter break and I was listening. I was like, is that SZA on that song? And sure as heck, it was.
Yes.
But yeah, great album. Great pair of ladies, Rihanna and SZA. Anyway, I don't know why my background music isn't playing. It's just taking its time. Oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
I got my, I got my steps counter for yesterday. Uh-oh, I clicked into the next video, though. Wow, I walked 6,000 steps yesterday.
Good for you.
According to my phone. Nice. That's a lot for me, I guess, sometimes. Sometimes I walk like 11,000 steps. Sometimes I don't.
I do not keep track of that.
I just downloaded something just to see because I was curious once, and now I know.
Good.
Now I can keep track, and it shows me all the places I've been and, you know, whose houses I've been to. It's very fascinating.
Wow, that's
good data on myself. Anyway, it's 7:46 now, just about 7:45, and there's 5 more seconds left of it. Not much is really going on elsewhere.
No.
I'm just looking out the window now and hoping it's going to snow. The sun's coming up. I don't see anyone out there. Probably because it's Monday morning at 7 a.m.
Yeah. It was hard to get up this morning.
It was, yeah. It definitely felt a little bit.
Yeah. We're not in the groove quite
yet. Exactly. 6 a.m. is still a little early.
Yeah.
But the coffee's a great touch, you know? Ugh. Have a little coffee, get a little energized.
Kirch makes his coffee, and it's really yummy.
It's lovely, lovely morning experience. Then we come in, we do the radio, and then we go take naps.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to some good naps.
Yeah, so what else is there? The second anniversary of David Bowie's death happened over winter break.
That's really sad.
I know,
why would you bring that up?
Just because it was such a momentous moment. Indeed. Yeah. It was just such an important moment in my life when he died, because he was so, like, I don't know, I just felt like he was so important to me. And then I was like, damn, I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know, ever since he died, I've like gotten even more into him. He's so good. All of his music.
Good. I'm
Thanks, Catherine.
Well, my thing is, like, so I'm assuming your parents introduced you to David Bowie?
Like, yeah, more or less.
Like, my experience with, like, parents' music was very specific things, but, like, we never listened to David Bowie. So it's like, I don't have the great appreciation for it. And so I've, like, never really gone in and listened to his discography and stuff.
That's fair.
And so, like, I totally sympathize and appreciate it. It's like, but like we played Bruce Springsteen, and like the day he passes on, I will be really sad.
Yeah, we all will be. Trust me. Well, yes. That'll be one heck of a day.
Yeah.
But, well, I guess we'll, I don't know what I'm going to play after this. I don't know. I'm sure you have some other things, but I'll just jump right in. I queued up a little Starman for us.
Good.
So we can feel all nostalgic talking about Ziggy Stardust and the Kanye West conspiracy.
Nice.
Anyway, Catherine and I will figure out our lives and find something to play next, I guess, one of these days.
Maybe.
Stay tuned, folks.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a solar set. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That were no DJ, that was hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it, let the children use it, let all the children do get it.
Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in fights. There's a star. Your lips enrolled and curled your tinted hair. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started this whole crazy Asian war. But I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. Yes, it's true that I am not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. She's leaving now, cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know, I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. Oh.
God's sakes, turn around.
Yeah, take us out there, The Killers, with Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, which has been recorded by a bunch of artists,
yeah,
including Kenny Loggins. I was just reading about the history of that.
Yeah, and it's just like, I was saying to Adam, like, I love The Killers so much for obvious reasons, because they're from my hometown, okay?
Oh, are they really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they're Vegas boys. But also just like, I think they have really versatile sound.
Yeah.
And like, they can do like the rock band stuff, but also like their country sound, and like the Battleborn album was like, I would say, one of their country albums, and it was like really good
group. Well, it's 7:55, and speaking of versatile bands, we've got the Stones to take you out.
Ooh, I listened to this song so much over break,
so hopefully we'll be back next week. This is actually for our what is this track, YouTube background music. This is actually kind of an underground show because the spring WMFO schedule hasn't started yet. I just happen to still have key access.
Ooh,
so Kat and I were just sneaking in today. So hopefully we'll be back next week for a more official showing of Monday Morning Madness. But until then,
take care of yourselves.
Take care of yourselves.
Stay warm if there's snow.
Yeah, if there's snow, make sure you shovel.
Yes.
Make sure you salt your sidewalk.
Yeah.
All the good things. Anyway, here's some Stones. Have a happy week, everyone.
Bye, friends.
Make good choices.